But there's no fire, they didn't notify it. But they can eat it raw. But they may ask, in reference to their structure, forgive me, I gotta eat you. Me come before you. Good. So, man shifted from a fiber creature to a tissue creature as an emergency backup, leaving him to be a hunter. Moving on, then fed up of having every year to run after the Joker to pick it up and eat it and go look for it when he's gone. So he decides there got to be a better way to do it because his intellect is starting to take over. He doesn't want to run and he doesn't look any younger because. So he creates the next step of his feeding that mouth. You know, if you didn't have your mouth to feed, you wouldn't do nothing. You gotta feed your mouth, you gotta get up, you gotta work, right? So husband and wife don't like each other's mind. Got a child, you gotta feed it. But it's a lovely process. Don't feed it bad. It's beautiful. Yet at this second phase of life, we have a choice. Tissue and fiber. But like everything else, fiber is hard to control. It's quicker and easy to control the tissue because why? You're running around, gather them up, slaughter them, got to eat. Nighttime, there wasn't much electricity in those days, so man didn't do too much at night. Again, we have a choice of tissue and fiber. And he learned pretty fast that you don't catch no fish in the daytime. You have to wait either pre-dawn or in towards sunset. Then you get some fish to eat. Chicken lay eggs. They're inside of them. And you learn that the hard way too. Yeah, but then the chicken lay the egg first. You can't pull it out of the chicken. His survival now puts him in jeopardy because there's no control. And over the centuries, that jeopardy became a tremendous toll on what we call health. His ability to function. And then the illnesses began to show up as too fast, too slow. When we come back to correct it now, and what is the purpose behind it, we realize that it is not what we're eating from the three light zones in terms of no choice and choice. It is when you put them in. This didn't become obvious. And the reason that we eat the way we eat in this country, we don't suffer from malnutrition. In this country, we suffer from potluck eating. You know what potluck eating is? A day like tomorrow, on the frontier, there's a building called the church. And all the farmers will get ready today, tomorrow with their wives and their kids to go to the church. And that's the day they all get together, meet each other from all over the different farms. But they'll bring whatever they got as a sort of sharing. And when they arrive, let's say today is Sunday, they arrive, and when their ceremony is over, the minister's done his job, they all come out and spread a big sheet. And they put all the stuff there. The men may go up and pick up a little rib and nibble and go and discuss how to make a horseless carriage because that joker in the barn aggravates them. He's so stubborn sometimes you can't even get him to walk. And then the women may take a few little vegetables and go up in the corner and discuss how to make a new dye to match the thing they're spinning. And turn the kids loose to get them out of their hair right under the big sheet. Well, the kids will start nibbling all over the place. And grandma and grandpa will nub each other like this. Honey, look at the future. It's a cafeteria. Let's go into business. And so in America, we got potluck eating as a disease, creating malfunction. But we come from good stock, European stock, Asiatic stock. All those good stock background because now we've overburdened it. So we get clogged up. And that's where we are at this point in time. We are not suffering from malnutrition, we are suffering from potluck eating. And so, when you turn around and see why people are failing to function after 40, 50 years of age, it don't make sense, because the body isn't designed to break down that fast. Only when you begin to track back into the eating habits, you see what they have done. But it's not what they were eating that was bad. It was when they were putting it in, but they didn't notice it. It didn't show up immediately, because in the first 30 years you don't notice the problem. And who would complain to the parents in the first 30 years they got a bellyache? Even if you had a bellyache, would you go tell your mommy you got a bellyache from eating? You say, I feel hungry today. Or even drink the water, try to phase it off. But deep down it's bugging you. But then after a while, it starts to reach a point where it's not practical. You have to clean it up. We find that we are in this process with nutrition. The protein is on the trees in the form of nut. That's a fiber protein. We have tissue proteins from the animal. Years ago when I met Dr. Arori, and he told me, Adano, the first food you put in your body when you sit down to eat any time, 3 times a day, has to be protein. And so, make sure you always put a piece of protein in your mouth. In the morning, off the trees, you have the protein in the form of the nut. They are fiber-based. Today we say you gotta grab fibers to get football moving, right? You know there's more fiber in one prune than all the oatmeal they grain off and pack in the sack and sell you. And that's true, because the plum is designed by nature to give you good laxative along with the potassium. But that fiber brush is set up by nature for that particular scrubbing effect, and it grows in a tree.
Prune grows on a tree?
Plum. Oh. We gotta dry it up.
Does it matter whether it's in the original state of plum or in the dried state of
plum? Same. One is only dried and the other is fresh. But you're not gonna change the fiber, you're not gonna change the chemistry, you're not gonna change the growth.
Adana, question. The other food you want to focus on, I have read about and understand a little bit better than this, they all seem to have, rather than proper timing, they have proper digestion time. That has nothing to do, for example, to get a piece of fruit along with your nuts. The nuts take much longer to digest than the fruit. This has no bearing on anything.
My friend, I can give you some nuts, and in 10 minutes, you can go to the bathroom machine.
So
what
they are a lie.
No, what nuts go in the bathroom? You see, we have two styles of eating. Solar, we haven't come to the other one called lunar yet. They're all geared to time. And it's all... You see, I have a friend, he's a colonel in the army. And he experiments constantly with his platoon. And they always wonder how in the hell he felt in all the platoon programs and the men couldn't keep up. So one day one of his men said to him, Colonel, what is it that you're doing that makes you so unique? As we see, you eat crazy. Will we follow you one day just eat like that? Because we don't get bowel movements. And you seem to be all go to the bathroom. Yeah. He said, okay, you want to eat? He said, eat a little this, eat a little that. Da-da, good. They ate it with him. And one guy says, man, I never realized I could go to the bathroom that fast for what he gave me to eat at that particular time of the day. So it's not so much what you think it is. It's when that particular food goes in reference to that particular reaction in your mechanism. So it comes from the light. You can't have an intestinal tract, a stomach, formed by nature that did not originate out of the resin of a plant, which became cellular by virtue of integrating with sodium chloride when it drained off the plant thousands of years ago run down the dry water into the brackish water and then into the salt water to form the amoeba, the first cellular resinous life, known as tissue. Then that tissue has to obey those same laws to integrate every form of chemistry to function on time. And then it emerges as a marine life. Then it emerges as a mammalian life, instinctive, and then intellectual, which we call ourselves human. We're the next step to become man. We're man, yeah. Man is intuitive. That's why Jesus prayed, if the Son of Man be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. He's saying, if you can pull up your intuition out of your intellect from your five senses, you'll make it to the level of what we call the Christ of Man. But that's because it's dealing with chemistry in a different form. And we got to go that route. We don't know it, but we got to go that route until we make enough mistakes and find out why that route is valid. It's hard, painful, but it validates itself in the end. The stomach is made up of tissue. It contains two elements in there. And if they're not there, you're not going to break them. No protein, no matter how you try. And that's hydrogen and chlorine. And you know what they call that? Hydrochloric one?
HCl, hydrochloric.
Good. How did it get there? Hydrogen is found where? In water. What is oxygen and hydrogen? Where did the resinous material got into to form a cellular structure? Out of that same hydrogen, oxygen. So how are we going to get around this particular phenomenon until we understand how the process of timing regulates? We are going to be confused and think that the ingestion, digestion is taking priority. No. They are necessary, but they don't take the priority over the timing. The timing has to do with the structural makeup already. It's the actual blueprint of you. That's why I say in the car, if it's not timed, it ain't going no place. You've got beautiful parts. So there is where you have to come back to when you put the thing in and how it is growing. Now, we need protein. Don't kid yourself. Protein is like a building block, like this block here. You can't build this building without this block. That's protein. But you know, this block to this block ain't gonna stick together if you don't have this cement. That's carbohydrate. Like it or not, we're stuck with it. The carbohydrate is a connective condition between the protein to keep you alive. Protein goes in first as a building block. Now, I had cancer. It is that I didn't eat protein. Well, what kind of protein did I eat that gave me the cancer? There are only two objective types and two subjective types. The two objective types are always there. One plus nitrogen and one minus nitrogen. Now, if you got more plus nitrogen in your body, you never get cancer. If you go and get more minus nitrogen in your body, be my guest, like me, we both will get cancer. So the can't go blame who? The guy in the sky? You can't go blame any food? I gotta go blame what? Not knowing when to put it in and prepare it. Because how does a protein lose its nitrogen? You can't tell me that a cow doesn't have nitrogen when you kill it. It has nitrogen, the scientist says. Every butcher knows that. Well, who eats raw meat?
You cook it and precipitate it.
Only the Chinaman who's crazy to go eat a raw fish and all that thing and ends up with a fungated liver. So he don't get the cancer, he gets fungated liver. Because he wants to eat the nitrogen in the raw state. We over here want to cook it, we get the what?
The negative
state. We get the protein with the minus nitrogen, we get the cancer. So, it isn't protein there. It's where the protein is coming from. On a tree now, we see that heating the protein alters the nitrogen. So what happens? Sprouting your seeds for nitrogen, right? That's the real conversation now in all the health programs. And they tell you, eat your sprouts. You got natural protein, you got nitrogen. And that nitrogen is basically to ensure that your body doesn't have a storage of minus, so you don't get a cancer reaction. But before you even sprout it, you got it here in a tree already. The man didn't even know how to sprout. He came into this late after when the tree is already growing a natural nut on the tree. All your nuts on the trees are protein with nitrogen. You don't have to cook them. So, well, how many people eat their nut in the morning? I didn't. And yet, when I met Casey's son, the man who was called the Sleeping Prophet of America, his father already passed away, I asked him how your daddy and why did your daddy make people who had cancer eat almond. He said, I don't know. But he always says, take it because it is good protein. So I asked him, when did he ask you to eat it? He said, you know, it's a funny thing you make that question. I only felt good in the morning when I had the almonds to satisfy my daddy. And anytime I had it in the middle of the day and night, I always get gas. And so anytime he saw us run up the house, he said, did you get your almonds yet? He said, yeah, daddy. So what he used to do is a trick, daddy. You make sure at night you give us some almonds. And I'll do that. He said, okay, daddy. I pop one in and I'll keep the rest. But I never swallowed the one I pop in my mouth. And go upstairs and spit it out. And in the morning, I eat the whole batch. He said, and I never felt sick. I didn't know why. He said, now that you've confirmed for me the fact that the protein is growing on the tree in a nut form, that makes much more valid sense.
His father was saying to eat it at a different time of the day?
His father didn't know when to eat. His father made him eat it because,
because
it could insulate them against a cancer reaction.
And you're saying that plant protein is just as good as animal protein. You could actually do one without the other and still get the same benefit if you ate it at the right time of day.
Well, you got to know what you're doing.
Well, in the case of animal protein, how would you eat it? If you don't want the plus protein, the plus nitrogen, which is the...
It's minus nitrogen.
But it's minus and plus.
Yes.
One being raw and one being cooked.
That's right.
And you're wanting a neutralization between the balance...
You want protein with a nitrogen in your body.
With a plus nitrogen.
A plus nitrogen.
A plus, which would be...
Now listen carefully, because you're going to trick your own self in what you're saying. Protein in tissue has nitrogen. Protein in fiber has nitrogen. Protein in tissue, when it's cooked, only loses the nitrogen. It doesn't lose the protein.
But it's incomplete.
The heat forces the nitrogen to escape, and the process is left as a residue protein that the body will use, but there is no nitrogen in it for it to sustain itself. The cells will then eventually become weak from the lack of the missing nitrogen. So to compensate, you have a choice of fiber and tissue at the most extreme heat range set up by nature. The 90-degree angle, which is the intestinal tract, is not for your lung. So we should place that in the zone area. That's why we're talking of physics that are valid for the first time, that makes more in terms of timing to the light. Here we have tissue and fiber. Yet we need protein with nitrogen. The nitrogen is lost in the tissue when you heat the tissue. The Chinaman didn't heat his. He began to eat his seafood raw. And the Germans, if you ever eat a German kind of, there's a meat that they take, they just leave it raw, room temperature, hung it up, and put spices. And then they eat it. It's a favorite dish of theirs. And they give you a little wine in the middle of the day with it. And if you don't, they think you're crazy. But they have learned their lesson through the centuries of their evolution. So a little is medicine. It's too much for good. But the point is that with tissue, we have a tendency to cook it because of the bacterial and of the parasitical condition. Now, that's not wrong to cook it. but you have to replace that nitrogen with that tissue. So the emphasis became salad, right? No, that's not. So what did they do? They bring you your salad right away before even bring you your steak. And your steak is burned like hell after. Well, in actuality, what should go in there first?
The hardest to digest.
That steak should go in first to react in the saliva, and the salad should come in with the nitrogen to clean the process out so that you get a good bulk of the malathentic.
That's not European seed.
That's what we're doing. But we put the whole thing backwards. So, and that's when Dr. Orrolli, a friend of mine, said, Madonna, the problem in America is this. And the people are crazy. They need to think backwards. I said, well, I have to be sick, Doc, for it. So he says, eat the protein. It doesn't matter if the protein is cooked or not cooked. The fact that you do get the nitrogen to back it up cleans the process out. So meat protein is not a condemnation. It's the nitrogen that goes away in the heat. So if you eat it in the middle of the day, the form of the chicken or the four-legged, bake the salad after you put in a piece of the meat. Don't put in the salad first and then eat the meat after. You're fighting the process. You're getting gas. You're reacting. It's going to clog up and stay too long to break down. So put in the piece of meat, then one little piece of bone food, then put in the other thing, and then the thing will all be incorporated.
So you're saying that even cooked meat is good if you're still getting your nitrogen from some other source.
That's
right.
Yeah, obviously.
Can you do it the other way and still get as much benefit? Could you eat, say, a cooked piece of fish with nothing else and then eat some nitrogen-rich protein, plant protein later and still get as much benefit? Or is it better to combine?
It's always best to combine for two reasons. The enzymic action that was released to break down the protein at that time will accept the cleansing function of the presence of the nitrogen in the form of the green plant going there to interrelate and clean. Otherwise, it will shut down.
It's all right. We're open on the other side.
Oh, so you get more delay in breaking it down or passing it out. But if you put the piece of tissue in right away, and I have to learn it the hard way too because I'm a hard-headed guy. I try from all around the clock to experiment with it and test it back and forth with it, not on myself. When you put the protein in, the saliva has one reaction. You put the nitrogen food, the raw vegetable, together, then the process is uniquely cleaning itself. Now, if I didn't have the cancer, I would be sitting out here to talk to you. I have my share of diseases.
And if you hadn't fallen off the building?
And I know what broken bones are. I know what gallbladder problems are, so I had my share. Not talking from imagination. I have to go through the misery of it, learn it. But that doesn't say that everybody's got to go there. You can learn from other people's mistakes. The protein in the middle of the day, in the form of tissue, is vital to eat. As long as you've got at the same meal some food that has nitrogen and fiber to move it out. Your body isn't designed to digest tissue. Your body is designed to digest fiber. Tissue does not digest. If tissue digested, the hydrochloric acid would digest your stomach. Tissue decomposes by intestinal heat. So you've got two different things going on in your stomach when you have the hydrochloric acid. Here is the fiber product going in your stomach. You may have elements in that fiber object. As soon as it gets in there, the hydrochloric acid will dilate out this action, forcing these substances to drain out immediately and be utilized into the bloodstream. They call that a fiber base. And let's say this was tissue carrying the same elements in. The hydrochloric acid isn't designed to do that because it's not going to be able to break down your own stomach right away. What it does, it compresses everything into the bone, causing a compression pattern. Squeezing now, like torquing. this unit squeezes out the liquid, right? Out of that wheat grass. It presses it, forcing the elements to come out by torquing and intense heat. So when you eat meat, would you notice you get cold or you get hot? Because why? Nature has to increase the heat to do what? To create the pressure of torquing to push the substances out so that they dissipate into the bloodstream. But you got two other problems to contend with tissue versus fiber. One, you have the uric acid from the tissue and the adrenaline from the tissue, because the creature contained the uric acid and the adrenaline while active as a creature. But when you take a plant, you don't have uric acid and you don't have adrenaline, because it's a plant already. So basically, which absorption process is faster? The plant. So, what do you put the tissue that is cooked minus the nitrogen? It's going to take longer for that tissue to go through, and there's going to create a problem. You put the tissue and the fiber containing nitrogen, the two are going to act now together to push each other out to be on time for the first time. And so you have nature's own laws working, like a policeman to catch a thief or a thief to catch a thief. So the CIA keeps track of the FBI so they don't FIB on each other. And that's what your body is actually doing. See? But that's what's going on in there. Now you got the nighttime food now. You have a choice of fiber and tissue. The tissue is the marine life, and the fiber is the plant. But you notice these are the only two areas of light you have choice. This area you don't have choice for the protein, which is essential to the body. Now, what you have an advantage of this kind of protein versus an advantage of this protein? This protein doesn't have uric acid. This protein doesn't have adrenaline. But it has another substance that is detrimental to you. It has purines. So if you don't evade your marine life, which is your shrimp and your lobsters, the purines build up. And then what happens? You get a nice disease they call that. You know, you ever got that big gout, huh? But that's the, they say that's the rich man's disease. You don't call that a poor man's disease. Right. That's from eating shellfish and not evading it. Because the purines build up in the body and creates the gout. Now, to get it out, you have to use an alcohol base. Therefore, the Chinese, after suffering for centuries ago, like my friend Paul used to say, I call him corny fuses, he never told them what to do. Well, but they found out after they got the gout and all these things, evading was the best technique. But you had to get sick to learn it. So you go to a Chinese restaurant, they don't sell you no shrimp or any other non-scale fish without evading it, because they learned their lesson a long time. We over here now don't believe in evading it, so what we got? Problems. I don't say crawfish is not good to eat, but if you don't evade it, you got a problem. I don't say shrimp is not good to eat. If you don't evade it, you have a problem. So you can't go blame the food for your lack of knowledge. You got to make the mistake and then discover what's wrong with it.
What are you saying about not deveining it? What are you getting it?
Deveining it prevents you from acquiring an accumulation of purines that gives you the gout.
Purines, okay.
And if you don't devein it, you will get an accumulation of the purines that will give you the gout. You get it?
Okay. Gout is the inability of the body to eliminate uric acid, right?
Now, listen to you say. Listen to what you said. It's the inability of the body to get rid of uric acid. A cow has uric acid. A fish, in the form of a shrimp, doesn't have uric acid. It has purines. Is purine and urine related? They are. One is a P in front of the word U. But it's the marine version of urine. versus the animal version of urea, because where did the animal emerge from? It emerged from marine life. But it took the purines to another level of its mechanism to make it double toxic to the human mechanism. But when you devein it, no problem. Question is this. Man didn't eat originally non-scale fish. He was told not to eat it centuries ago. But because he traveled around, he found that he had to eat non-scale fish. But in deveining it was his only way he could survive without getting hurt by it. Normally you have scale fish. And you take a scale fish and you cut it down the middle, what do you see? A big tube with all the stuff, and all you do is hook it from the neck and pull the whole thing out there. And you can wash it in the water, put it on the fire, and turn it around, and you got edible tissue as long as you put a little raw salad in it in your bowl.
One thing I do not understand. Salad
at the same time with it, just so long as
the first
bite
is protein,
to
activate that enzyme.
So you can't eat the tube together. Right.
Don't,
see, if you put
the
salad in first, it activates the wrong digestion. It cuts down. The hydrochloric acid, the tolerance ratio action is set by the protein. It's not set by the carbohydrate. It's set by the protein. That's why Arola, in his research, the greatest contribution before he died was to make sure that in the order of input to the mouth, protein, carbohydrate, the mineral, vitamin, oil, and the water.
But that is even the order
of how it goes
into the
Yeah, because you get the best reaction from that, because he became conscious of timing in the air before he passed away. He was a very great scientist in his what? But when he came to the event, most of them didn't know when. But now we know that protein must go in first. And I'm just establishing that in each area you have the protein. And what type of protein? With nitrogen or without nitrogen? With nitrogen, right on the trees. You can't go wrong. So if you don't cook your nuts and roast them, you're not going to muck it up. Now in the middle of the day, we have protein that doesn't come in tissue. It comes in fiber. So we live in a wonderful part of the country called Louisiana, where you eat your rice and beans and you have the perfect protein. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
Whenever you say go and eat some Louisiana beans and rice, they ain't joking. Your chemistry is valid 100%. All the minerals and enzymes are there.
Is there any different reaction to the body to the dry beans versus the fresh? Is any better?
The cooking of the bean may partially deflate the nitrogen. But the beans and rice completes the protein as a food in the fiber range. You pour a little salad on top of it, you get your nitrogen back. So there's really very little danger in that process. And cooking the bean or sprouting it, if you want to eat the rice and sprout the bean, fine. But I would say this, it's already fiber. You don't have uric acid to contend with, and you don't have adrenaline to contend with. So basically, what is the body set up to do? Utilize fiber, right? So that's in your favor already. Now, the sesame seeds, the sunflower seeds, sprinkle it on top of your rice and beans if you don't want to. If you cook the beans, or and you don't have any sprouted, they also have the nitrogen already in the protein. See, it's on trees, on bushes, they're on bushes, see, they're all fiber. So you're not going any wrong when you walk in and say, your salad having, it's right there in the middle of the day. Pumpkin seeds, yeah, they all have nitrogen. And if you're going to get through the worms,
that's listed on your in your information that you've been handed.
Now, which nut will give you worms? Do you realize if you eat meat, you're going to get worms? Do you realize that when you eat meat, you get worms?
Any type of meat or just
any meat? Kind of tissue, you'll get worms.
Even fish and...
Oh, yeah, they got lots of
them. So it's far better to learn to develop a diet that is no
She's eating out of sequins too.
No.
She's a pregnant sequin.
There's a time of the month, okay, like everything else, when you say, but the ancient men will lie, but they weren't specific. It takes us to make the mistake to find a specific. A little is medicine, too much no good. We're going to come to that. Why I'm showing you what you are, what you're going to do, and when. So that when you do come to the next form of eating, what most people call potluck eating, it's valid. But knowing how to work the potluck eating, which we call lunar eating. Lunar eating is valid just as much as solar eating. You must know what solar first is before you can deviate and go lunar, which the body is set up to do. The body is set up as a sperm ovum, marine. There's no way we can get around it. We're even finding that the oils of the marine life will inhibit the arthritic conditions, the rheumatoid conditions, of the overconsumption of the oils from the animal. So we see we can't get around the structure. So it's better to eat the egg and the fish and phase down on the four-legged and the two-legged than to keep using the four-legged and two-legged and ignore the laws of nature. It's better to phase that part of the input of tissue. So marine life more in your favor because the oils are more in your favor and more in your joints.
You're saying that you could completely eliminate the four-legged and two-legged and just stay with marine and egg and get all the tissue protein you need from that.
But
as long as there are raw foods involved. You can't do it with that. If you cooked all your vegetables and you cooked all your meat, you would completely eliminate nitrogen.
But
or
see,
it would be deficient.
But you got
to
know your blood type too.
You're going to cover that later, blood types versus
what? We'll show you why nature gave you a choice. In three light zones, no tissue, tissue fiber. This choice is valid a little at a certain time of the month. This choice is valid at a certain time of the month. This choice and this choice is valid at a certain time of the day. Just as much as this is valid at a certain time of day. Do you see what I'm trying to point out? It's a time when they're valid, yeah?
What happens if you eat the fish at dinner or at noon instead of
we're coming to that. We'll show you what that's called lunar eating. It's when the time shifts itself. First, you've got to establish what the thing is doing. Then you'll see why they're in their particular time frame. The bird is in the middle. Four-legged is in the middle. Marine life is on the ground or at night. These are their time frame in which they are formed and operate. And your body is set up the same way. Your daddy got a secretion of the sperm. You may not like it. Mama's got to wait till it comes in there as an ovum. And it will take her 9 months to keep you in there in darkness till you come out. That's the required time. You may come out early. I don't say you can't come out early. You may come out late. These are the what we call the hyper conditions. But in a normal operating rate of time, it's 9. Setting up a definite function in nature to what it's doing. And still, when you're born, you're a fully 365-day organism. Because it takes about 60 to 90 days to be in your daddy, the sperm, to form properly. So, the Chinese people don't say you're a year after 1 year of living. You're a year the day they cut the cord and bring you up because who are you going to say? How young this is? Or how old it is? Or what is it? It has to have a time span. So it's fully a year already. But it's understanding what it's doing in terms of the light and in terms of the movement of the planet. And in terms of absorption and elimination. Now, if you put something in your mouth, you can only do 2 things with it after it goes down the mouth. Absorb and eliminate. So So we call that the process of constriction, dilation, in reference to the movement of the mass. Eastern people used to call it the yin-yang. Modern science called it hydraulics. So, we see it's what and when, but it's a constant interaction. But the way the mechanism is set up for the protein as a building block, when it's put in at the wrong time in reference to the carbohydrate, it creates a reaction. You put it in the right process in the diet, while you're taking it, you don't have the problem. It goes right through all the species. Okay. We have realized that we have a choice in the protein, and there are two types, tissue and fiber. We don't have a choice in carbohydrates. All carbohydrates are what? Fiber, right? Now we have a choice in the minerals and vitamins from their absorption level in the tissue or the fiber. So here's the problem. Any mineral or vitamin that is taken in from a tissue is deficient in the process due to the nitrogen action. Whereas when taken in from a fiber base, the nitrogen action is inhibited. And that's where you have an option now in your mineral input. But since vitamin C is an antitoxin vitamin and is found in all the tree life ranges, it's better to have your vitamin C in your fiber than try to find it in a tissue. You're not going to find much vitamin C in a tissue. That automatically tells you that your vitamin C is already established for the cellular health and benefit in the fiber range. On the trees in the morning, on the vine in the middle of the day, and the bromeliad or at night. That is a type of plant that doesn't grow on a tree, doesn't grow on a bush at night. Bromeliads are called bromeliads. Pineapples are bromeliads, a cactus plant. Here, that's vitamin C. But here, we have an interesting phenomenon of vitamin C. It is subjected to three reactions. One on a tree, cannot take any heat, it will destroy it. One on a bush or a vine will take a tremendous amount of heat and not affect it. And one in a cactus is formulated when the cactus is fermented to the alcohol level. Now you can ferment an orange, you never get the vitamin C. It'll go out. You can boil the orange, it'll go out. But you can eat a raw orange, no problem, you'll get your vitamin C. It'll work in your body. You go back to your tomato, this is nightshade family. We agree that the nightshade family is a type of plant that allows you to take in the air from sunrise to sunset and not be affected by it. But to sleep next to it at night from sunset to sunrise, you'll be affected, right? Tomato, eggplant, bell pepper, these are all nightshade plants. You can cook the hell out of them till they're almost burnt up. You could never destroy the effect of the ascorbic acid on your intestinal tract. But whatever mucus and condition that are there, because we have tested over and over and that, you don't phase it. Heat doesn't phase the ascorbic acid from that. Like light. Look at it, 90 degree angle of light. Can it live it? We couldn't generate enough heat to affect what this plant.
Cooked or raw, you're going to get the same exact effect.
Right. So, in the middle of the day, vitamin C from the nightshade plant is already established to withstand any amount of heat. But it can't in a fruit, the ascorbic acid won't work. Yet, it's ascorbic acid. And yet, when you come here, in the darkness, in the bromeliad, still ascorbic acid, But there's one formulate. And potato is a nightshade family. And potato makes water when you ferment, and the ascorbic acid starts coming up. The pineapple, the ginger, they make alcohol with it now. They're all under the ground. The cactus, and they all make alcohol. They're finding that that ascorbic acid can correct rectal problem and genital problems because it's anti-toxic to those areas.
Heat doesn't affect the precipitation of ascorbic acid there either.
That's something from the evening
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there again, raw or heated,
they cook cactus and serve it. Most people need a cactus in the side. And then they'll starve to death walking in the desert. And all the food around them will eat it.
The Yowie Indians eat a lot of them.
Because they get the light to see all of it. And that's what keeps them from walking in that desert in the daytime.
So pineapple, either way, cooked or raw,
it is fruit. Nature intended that you have fruit 3 times a day for cleaning the body against tissue intake. Now, therefore, 3 meals a day is good. 6 meals a day is better. Not quantity in the morning, a small quantity of fruit and nuts from the tree. But ensure that you get the protein, the carbohydrate, the mineral, vitamin, oil, and water. So, from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, you may put in a small quantity of fruit and nuts. 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, another fruit can go in there containing vitamin C. Ensure you that you're getting vitamin C from that light range. That's the citrus fruit. So how many people eat oranges, grapefruit, tangerines? But you mix it up with other kind of things, right?
I eat not a lot on either side within an hour of each other. Within, I let 1 hour go on each side.
Yes, they're all citrus. Most of us don't know that the orange or citrus fruits don't blend with any other fruit. It will give you gas.
Citrus alone.
The only food that will blend with is an almond. So when you see they're serving it on top of food in your restaurant, and you're going home and getting gas, it's because you don't know. The citrus fruits will not blend with others. But they're doing it because they're told it has vitamin C. They don't know there are other sources of vitamins. But you're doing, they're doing it because it's easy and available to put it and dress it up. But that citrus fruit will not blend with any other food than almonds. It will not blend with others. Almonds is the only food that will blend with the citrus fruit. Almonds.
And there again, they should have started first.
But you already eat your almonds in the morning with your prunes to give you fiber to set the hydrochloric acid, and at 10 o'clock you should have your orange or your grapefruit or any kind of citrus fruit for vitamin C. Now, if you're studying the martial art and you're suffering from varicose veins that are full with toxins, the ancient technique was to feed the patient or the martial artist a hot orange. Now that sounds like a contradiction, right? You take an orange, you put it in a pot of cold water and don't use aluminum. Stainless steel, enamel, or glass. Pour cold water over the orange or the grapefruit. In those days, it is not grapefruit, but tell Mr. Burbank to develop it. And you'll see, no matter how much water you pour on an orange, it will not drunk it. It will float in the water. What you're aiming at is to have the orange float in the water and not touch the bottom of the pot. So it's enough water to keep it from touching the bottom. Cold. Put that on the fire and bring it to a boil. As soon as the water is boiling, you clock it for exactly 3 minutes in the boiling water. Then you take it out, but don't burn your hand. The first time I told somebody years ago to burn your hand, I called it, oh man, I don't have burn my hand. So, next time.
Popping up for oranges.
You take it out like that, and you take a knife, and you go around the hot orange peel like that. See what I'm doing? You go around it like that, and then you go around like that. Cut right into the peel. And then pull the peel off. Inside of the orange is partially warm, in contrast to the skin. Not hot enough to affect it, but hot enough to induce what you want out of it. The outside was exposed to boiling water, which is 212 degrees. The inside is not exposed to 212 because the thickness of the skin insulates the core of the orange. But the heat reaction in 3 minutes is enough polarity to make the change to drive the riboflavins from the external area of the fruit to the internal area to activate it. So that when you put it in your mouth now, eat the whole thing, including if it has a seed, pop the seed with your mouth. Eat the nut, spit out the bark. You will clean up your varicose veins, and you'll look younger and younger.
What has that activated in the orange?
Well, it does this much.
Good.
See, years ago, they used to say the martial artist must learn to hit an object without bruising his skin and break it, and that was just a test if you really had the ability. When they developed the technique and they did discover that the vitamin C in a heat range built higher tissue immunity, they began to isolate it for themselves. So the Chinese emperor passed a law that the oranges that were grown for the emperor be called Mandarin orange, official orange. So that's how it came out through the centuries. Official orange or mandarin orange. It was an orange with a tough outer skin that was exposed to that could be taken and put in the boiling water and withstand the heat long enough to give the effect of creating non-breakdown of the tissue by the vitamin C. Today we know that's not necessary. Any orange or lemon or grapefruit would work as long as you
put it in the water whole.
Right, and cold, start it off cold.
Bring it to a boil.
3 minutes.
3 minutes to
go.
And you do this until 10 o'clock, between 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Any time we reach that time, because that's the spleen time.
But you're not combining that with any other.
No, the only thing you can combine, the only thing you can combine with that is almonds. The only thing you can combine with that is almonds. Nothing else.
So it's actually it's doing something to the C in the orange to help toughen the tissue.
It's raising vitamin C to a level of heat that will work on your
on the tissue
and the varicose veins to break out the iron deposits. Now, what you have accumulating in varicose veins?
Lead.
More than that, you have iron deposits.
What is it?
Iron.
You have a buildup of
iron that doesn't move. It's stored there and isn't doing its job. So it's causing your body to break down. Now, iron poor blood, you're going to be what? Very tired. Iron rich blood, you're very active. But iron overloaded blood, you're very vulnerable.
To bruises and things
like that. yet you cannot absorb iron if you don't have vitamin C. Like it or not. And the core of a vitamin C is iron. You can cut the vitamin C right through the center, and you will see the core of it is an iron core. So, therefore, in certain ratios of temperature and time range, you're going to do different actions to the iron. So, again, we come back when you do it. That is done from this light source at a time when the spleen is active in the body. So we got an exact time to do it. And at the end of the day, we have the same phenomena going in tomato. But that's a nightshade plant. You can cook the tomato now. Won't burn the tomato. You still need a vitamin C. And you still got iron. And then people who suffer from deficiency of iron in the blood, you can quick raise their absorption level by giving them tomato juice with blackstrap molasses in the middle of the day. Then they don't have to take all that other medicine. So I have patients who have gone through that, and doctors have sent them home totally healthy and tested them when they were supposed to be deficient of iron and couldn't absorb iron. When you give them tomato juice with blackstrap molasses and send them back to the doctor, test them, the blood is normal. I take my own tomato juice and blackstrap molasses because my vitamins and my minerals. I don't believe pumping it in my mouth because I used to do that until I saw after a healthy colonic I spent thousands of dollars on vitamins and minerals last year and I said, who the hell why don't I pump it in my mouth anymore? The colonic machine will convince you pretty fast that if you don't use your saliva to break down a lot of that stuff, it stays inside. I have enough washed with all kinds of minerals put it down. It's all the hydrochloric acid passing in that will break up. So if you're taking your tablets or your vitamins, make sure you bind into them or break them down before it's solid to get the saliva in. It isn't that they're not good. They aren't good. But
look at that capsule form.
But make sure you break it through the saliva. Otherwise you're going to have a problem. Well, you chew candy, what are you complaining about?
It's good.
You see how we're so fixated in our head?
It's not about your herbs. You have to break your herbs, do you?
I chew my herbs, yeah. Now, night time you got your vitamin C again in your pineapple. And you got your beets. So pineapple, beets, carrots,
turnips.
Garlic, onions, yams, turnips, not a nightshade, yams, turnips, not a nightshade, yams, turnips, not a nightshade, okay, garlic, wine, wine, wine is noontime, sake, sake at night, nice wine, alcohol can be taken three times a day from the source is made from within its own time frame. So it's not the alcohol that's wrong, because your body makes it. But if you say wine, you must establish from what source you're talking of. A rice source?
Grape.
If you're taking grape, grapes don't grow on trees, and they don't grow under the ground. They grow on a vine. So from midday to 7 o'clock, you drink wine. And when you're in France, don't you have a happy hour in the afternoon with a little wine? But you don't, when you go past 7 o'clock, what happens? Face kind of flatten out and you overdo it because why? Society. You look back over the years when all the weddings were from midday to 7 o'clock and the champagne bottle was popping. Those weddings hold up. Until we had weddings after 7 o'clock and they popped the champagne bottle. How many of those weddings hold up?
In other words, no wine after 7 o'clock.
Not for the grape. React in your body. But at a certain time of the month, that's where we you can have it past about time frame. You come into that in a few minutes. What we call the lunar eating. This is called solar eating. The way it grows in terms of the light and its particular plant formation, particular light reaction in terms of your absorption to your body. It's a grass family. Now, grass is a formation of plant life emerging from a cave at what you call the basic algae emerging from grass. You know what algae is?
It's a seaweed, huh?
No. You got algae growing in caves, and they go into the sea. But you find that the caves, the first formation of nitrogen with photons and light, with crystals in the ground, with temperature of a certain range that will cause an algae action. So, you haven't been down in a cave in your? A cave. They went to a hole in the ground, 100 feet to the ground, and you see where they got the light, and around the light, and it's reflective, where there's a little green moss forming. That's algae. It's photosynthesis. Nitrogen interacting with photons is causing that algae to form. It's called natural protein. You can scrum it up and eat it, because people are so scared, you think, oh, all kind of food. Me, I don't worry, because I eat it, and I go around and I kill it, because it's natural protein with all the nitrogen in it, and it totally ties in all the essential trace minerals that I need to function. Obviously, many people will not touch it, but they will buy it later on as a body scrapes it, pulverizing, dry it, sell them as a nice package.
Spirulina.
So there are two kinds. They're the spirulina from the ocean, and they're from the dry lake, natural freshwater lake. Yes, one from the ocean is nighttime. The one from a inland lake is daytime. The one from a cave is nighttime. Right, because of the light. But you got protein with nitrogen. That's nature's first formation of plant life. That's your cells are set up already. So two things equal to the same thing are themselves equal to one. Two things equal to the same thing are themselves equal to two things equal to the same thing are themselves equal to what?
Half one.
To each other.
Each other.
Good. Then this is algae. This is protein. Because it was formed from the original protein. So what we are versus who we think we are is a different thing altogether. When you begin to look at what you got, then you're not afraid to eat. When becomes more important. Protein in a cave is made by nature with the most unique nitrogen already. It hasn't even gone as far as the full fiber like a tree, because this is the purest form of the protein and the highest content of nitrogen possible. And the largest amount of trace minerals possible is at the algae level. That's basically formation in caves, or formation in the around the ocean, or formation in the lake. So that's protein. Alcohol on top of it, insulated against parasitical conditions.
Well, what do you mean alcohol? What kind of alcohol?
I say rice wine, matsake. Now, that will not destroy the nitrogen, but it will prevent the parasitical reaction of the tissue in your body.
So maybe this is why. Why? Good for you to eat meat.
Yes. They don't clean the quality.
It will be on the label as marked potato vodka or grain vodka. Grain vodka is in the middle of the day with tomato juice. You make a Bloody Mary milk. Potato vodka is good at night, you know, pineapple juice. What about dairy, milk, yogurt and all these things? Milk comes from two sources.
In this part of the world, cow. Really, it comes from the goat. Cow milk is acid in reaction. Goat milk is alkaline in reaction. Human milk is alkaline. So if I had broken bones, I wouldn't drink cow milk. I'd drink what kind?
Goat.
Good. So if I needed the calcium to speed up the bonding of the bone, I will go for the goat products more than the cow products. But if I'm forced to eat the cow products, because there's no goat products, I'll eat it in the middle of the day. Because that's where the cow is.
And the goat products in the middle of the day. So
the cow and the goat is in the middle of the day, but you have one advantage of the goat.
It's the apple.
Not only that, the alkalinity, but a goat will go where a cow can go. High altitudes. So any time from 9 o'clock in the morning, you're getting on now. And then a goat also does something at night that a cow can do. If you turn a goat loose, a goat at night, they're going to do it.
They change it.
Aha!
They don't ever stop.
So you see, good, because he's alkaline. So that tells you that Gandhi was smart when he carried his goat behind him and drank the goat milk night and day. Mothers who can't nurse, instead of going to the cow milk, better to go to the goat milk. But because we don't have much goat, unless you do it yourself, we don't utilize it. But goat milk is alkaline.
So can you tell me if they cow is
acid. We know above the ground, in the different light zones, and under the ground. This is a regular way of eating. Breakfast, lunch, supper. Breakfast is off the trees in the morning. Lunch is in the middle of the day with the choice of the tissue in the bird, the meat of the four-legged creature, or the fiber in your grain and your beans and your seeds. At nighttime you have a choice again from tissue in the marine life, the egg and the vegetables under the ground, and you have your peanuts, mushrooms, protein. That's the regular routine. That's called the solar cycle. But the human body is not a composite of two sperms. It's not a composite of two ovums. It's a composite of a sperm and ovum. And every woman knows that in 28 days, if this ovum is not used, it will be phased off and never started up. So you have a lunar cycle. It's set up by nature. We didn't make it. The moon gets closer to the earth every 28 days for a certain period of time, and then it moves on back into its orbit. That is not to upset the balance of nature. That is to speed up the process of pressure when we go out the cycle to move certain items out of the body faster so they don't clog up. Or we don't take use of it so we get sick. The human mother can't help that. She craves food, and the woman can't help that. She has a period. If the periods aren't going to flow at time, she's got problems. So these are the laws, as I said there, and we have to learn it by the hard way. So nature has got in terms of the food already going. So in a normal graph, we set up a wavelength movement like this. Put the breakfast here as the first meal, the lunch as the second meal, and the supper as the last meal of the day. So that's the solar cycle their breakfast is of the trees, the lunch is of the middle of the day, and the supper is of night. Now, 21 days. Is solar. For 21 days in a whole month, it's solar. That means you eat off the tree in the morning, you eat off the middle of the day for lunch, you eat off under the ground at night. Then you have 7 more days to make it 28 days to complete the month. 3 days before the full moon, those are the first 3 days before the full moon, we have an option either to still eat solar, you wouldn't be breaking or violating any law, but that's your option. Because you're still eating your breakfast off the trees, you're still eating your meat or vegetables in the middle of the day, and you're still eating it, taste your fiber at night, but you won't be breaking the rule. But this is where you have an option to go bananas, simply because mama, when she was pregnant, she took a break from the routine. Big Daddy in the sky took a break after the 6 days, putting the whole thing together. So we know the 7 day he's got more reserve than the other 6 that he's got. Savings account is always bigger than checking account. So that's how we know the nature laws work. So this is the option we have. The first 3 days before the full moon. If we do use it to give a change or a variety, then our options go in this direction. We move breakfast forward 1 meal.
The same for 3 days consecutively?
Yeah. First 3 days before the full moon, we can move the breakfast forward.
Okay.
And make it lunch. We can move the lunch forward and make it the supper. And we can move the supper and make it the breakfast 3 days before the full moon. We're only moving once forward. So let's see, last night was the last day of solar eating. What should have been your supper? Last night?
Last day of solar eating?
Yeah, what should have been your supper?
Baked potato, eggs.
Juice. Right, okay. Today is your first day, the 3 days before the full moon. What could be your breakfast?
Baked potato,
eggs. Good. Then if you're in England, you wouldn't be on the sink. Them kippers, they serve you there, the potatoes, people don't know what the heck the Englishman eat it, but they say it's there, and they talk about it, but if you ask them, they themselves don't even know why it is, but they feel it tastes good at that. And that's what they call a British breakfast, kippers and the eggs in the morning. But you're really looking at something they stumbled across over the centuries, and doing it now as a lifestyle. We see it's a valid principle of lunar eating. And you do it for 3 days. The lunch will become the fruits and nuts, and the supper will become the steak and the tomatoes. Now, the day of the full moon is only 1 day. 1 day. And this 1 day, you can mix it up in any direction you want. You can go park long, and you will never get sick. But you know something? You'll go to the back of the house. You'll go so fast, you wonder what happened. You may go 3-4 times in one day, but you never thought it was possible. When you never could go to the bathroom before, and you'd always feel that you were uptight. Now one day in the full moon, you'll go to the bathroom as often as you can put it in.
We can figure out all the junk food or anything.
Dairy Queen and Domino's.
Fantastic.
You're all meat over there.
So, because Mama, she did pick out when she got pregnant at the oddest times in the night to satisfy the process of the pregnancy or in the process of menstruation. But this is valid because it's consistently working like that. And one is there, all God works now. The 3 days after the full moon. Take a complete 7, we move the meal backwards 1. So we make lunch, breakfast, going backwards now. We make supper, lunch, and we make breakfast, supper. That's the last 3 days of the full moon.
So you eat supper and lunch.
Breakfast for supper. You get it? Okay, let's look at that. Breakfast is for supper, agreed? And lunch is for
breakfast.
And supper is for lunch. Now let's say last night is the last day of the full moon.
That's tonight.
Let's say last night.
You're not going to teach Janet out of her last night.
No, today is the last day of the 3 days after.
Right, okay, but I'm just using last night as a means to get you more focused.
I should have had the email this morning.
If last night is the last night of the full moon cycle, what should you have eaten?
Breakfast,
right?
You should.
Tonight is the last night, yes.
Right.
But using that as a reference point to see if you understand what we're talking about. Last night is the last night of the full moon. The meal should be what?
Apples
and nuts, right? This morning is the first day of the 21-day cycle.
Apples.
Do you see automatic shift all locked up in one to feed your body without you doing what? Worrying about if your body's going to get sick? Last night you ate the fruits and nuts, and this morning you know you don't have to fight the breakfast, which is automatic now. By eating the fruit and nuts for the next 21 days, you're back. The body is cleaning itself all the time, and therefore what happens, the electromagnetic field of the body is synchronizing with the growth cycle, which then allows for behavior with your human beings who are the same composite structure. You don't see anybody here 2 sperms or 2 ovums. Everyone is sperm ovum. Everyone is integrating in a time frame to be functional. And everyone has to eat. Now, those that eat on time reap the reward of the health. Those who eat on time reap the reward of their health. But everybody is eating. And so you're not breaking any rules, you're actually identifying with the rules. You're actually putting the body in time. You see it automatically there. But if last night was the last night of the full moon, I had fruits and nuts. This morning, I am automatically cleaning for whatever I abused myself.
Right.
This is an automatic cleanup. And so, we're not changing nature. We're learning to work with the natural law that are set up by the timing. Because I grow plants.
Well,
very simple.
What does the full moon have to do with the body's more rapid discharge of toxins?
Here is the sun. Here is the moon. Here is the earth. In a regular time, the 21 days, the distance between these two are like here. The next 7 days, to make it 20, the distance is going to be less. It's going to come closer. The pressure of the moon upon the earth within that proximal time for 7 days intensifies everything in here to move out.
Pressure.
What you call it, tidal changes. The human what is your body? 80% solid or 80% what?
Water.
Good. How are you going to change your nature when nature's already done set up that you be a product of your environment? every psychologist knows that, every physicist knows that man is a product of his environment. But man may not work in synchronicity with his environment. That's man's freedom of choice. Till he learns that the non-synchronicity produces ill health and synchronicity produces health. Now, I can't sell you health, but I can show you synchronicity that will keep you healthy all the time. And staying healthy, the option is living to live or living to die. If you live to die, you go and work and store your money to retire, to be put in a block of cement. And may you rest in peace. And if you live to live, you ain't worried because you're immortal right now. And that's what your brother Jesus said. The peace I give, the world don't give. The world gave you 6 feet under the ground, and may you rest in peace. But I give you a peace to cope with life this very moment. So he wasn't running from the world. He was living in the world. And now we can't find where to put it. So we know he's achieved what the whole principle of physics teaches. Man is atoms. But man doesn't know that till he makes the mistake of identifying between who he thinks he is or what he actually is. In the meantime, you're allowed to make millions of repetitions of who you think you are. Yeah. Till the day you make one journey of what you are. And that's the end of the journey. Butterfly hook. We're looking at nature's own laws setting up. But it has to do with eating. This is a strange, funny phenomenon.
Right.
If it was any other method, it would be far more interesting, but no other method can take the place of eating in terms of the actual transformation of your health. None of the other five senses can. With all your eyes, you'll never get sick in your tummy. With all your ears, you'll never get sick in your tummy. You're still going to eat, right? And with your nose, you never get sick in your tummy. With your hands, but put it in your mouth and so fast you say, I don't want to move. You're always going to pay it back when it comes to your mouth. Because it registers in the aerial, in the colon. So, lunar eating is a compensatory function for deviating and correcting, cleaning up without getting sick. But at the same time, that allows you not to be bored. Now that you know what we are solar and lunar, then we come down to the next thing, your blood type. A, B, A, B, O, plus or minus. There are four blood types and four Rh factors that makes it eight. Plus and a minus. And your Rh factors is referred to now as your metabolic rate absorption.
Four blood types.
So the plus eight, your Rh factor.
Okay.
Your four types are A, B, A, B, O, plus or minus. Plus or minus is your metabolic rate. When we refer to metabolic rate, we only say too fast or too slow. Nothing more than that. To be literal, you absorb fast or you absorb slow. But you're an A type. So if you're A fast absorber, good. You're A minus, that's a slow absorber. But you're still an A, and the Rh factor will tell you if you're going fast or slow. That doesn't say you're better or worse than the other person. This is your type of your mechanism. That's like a 6-cylinder engine or 4-cylinder engine or 8-cylinder engine. But you're still a 4.
It goes all the way down because of maybe causing negative.
But you must know your type because none of them are the same. Now, A and AB, plus or minus? These two types, plus or minus, can be 100% fish you eat them. But it cannot be 100% fiber either. I'll tell you what diseases they'll get, but first you got to establish what they can do and what they cannot do. They can be 100% fish you eat them.
Cooked or raw form? Either.
Either way. 100%.
A or
A? A or A and AB. A and AB.
A or AB.
Either one. These two can be. These two can be 100% tissue meat. Fiber eaten. You can't eat tissue all the time. You can eat fiber all the time.
Oh, they are
100% faster. Not only those people who can be what fully and out.
Vegetarian.
Vegetarian.
It's really good. Wonder of
it. Is it fibers or is it tissue?
Fiber.
Oh, okay.
100% vegetarian.
100% vegetarian.
Should be 100%
vegetarian. Yeah.
We have 100% fiber. Sure. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have written tissue eater first.
That was a mistake.
Oh.
The B and the O, they're the ones that can be 100% tissue. B and O. They can be 100% tissue, but they cannot be 100% fiber.
O is the most common blood.
That's a blood donor.
Yeah, O positive, universal donor.
That's what you call a donor. That doesn't say anything more than that. A and AB can be 100% fiber. They can be vegetarians all their life. B and O can be 100% tissue. They can be 100% meat eater all their life. But here we have a problem. Nobody designed by nature is 100% anything. Nature doesn't have 100%. Nature don't want 100%. She's already 100% perfect, imperfect, combined. To make her perfect, she's perfect.
What you're saying is even if they did adhere to 100% tissue diet, they're still going to be deficient in that nitrogen.
Yeah, right, exactly. They'll get sick.
Deficient in the nitrogen.
They will get sick, right. So she doesn't have anything set up like that. What she does have is an 80-20, and Miyafushi with macrobiotic gets the credit for the 80-20 discovery. We are always going to be 80-20. Alkaline acid. 80-20. We're never going to be 100% anything. Now, because of that, we can fulfill the fluctuation by eating solar and by eating lunar. 80% of the time in 21 days you can be a total vegetarian. And 20% of the time within those 7 days of lunar you can go a little off in an optional choice between refined food or egg or a little wine. Now, equally true, if you want to use the meat, 80% of the time you can eat solar meat, and in those lunar time days you can go totally non-meat to bring back the balance again for the D and the O type. So you see, nature is already providing the relief valve for when you make the compensation. But be you a tissue type, or be you a fiber type. You don't have to fight it, you just gotta recognize it when you can do the thing. I am a type O. I didn't know it when I had a cancer. I thought I was some other type till then I had a cancer. Then I found out I was a type O after I was told. Then I realized I could never be 100% fiber eater no matter how I tried. But I could be 100% tissue eater. Well, here's the jewel.
You have thrown your body into a state of alkalinity?
Yes.
Total alkalinity.
Total alkalinity.
Five DMT.
And so I got a cancer condition.
Right.
And when you're too acid, you can get cancer. When you're too alkaline, you can get cancer. So it's neither alkaline or acid. The extreme is health. The health is a balance between the two, 80-20. And that's facts. You can't fight it. Now, you may run into all kind of religious games because you have certain fixations about it. I have found, even when the wise man who doesn't abuse his body and the one who abuses his body both have the same disease, I know they're ignorant. Because when I confront the very God in me, he says, what do you want? I gave you consciousness. I gave you breath. If you mark it up, that's your problem. Don't come asking me to correct it. I give you back your body, start over again. Or learn the truth. How you put together the nocturne or there teaching the truth. So I looked at the cushion and I said, yeah, here it is, 80-20. I just didn't connect the 80-20. But then I know my blood type is O. I don't fool myself anymore. And I can test all the tests and come out reading negative. But until I knew my blood type, I was fluctuating in.
A large proportion of tissue then?
When I got the cancer?
No, now.
No, I just
varied
on the lunar time.
On the lunar time. But in the solar time?
I stay mostly in the green.
In the balance.
But if I wanted to stay solar all the time and don't turn lunar, I'll eat an egg or a piece of fish at night only. Just to compensate the acid balance.
Yeah. When do you drink wine?
If it's from the grape, I drink it in the middle of the day till 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. If it's nighttime, I'll drink tequila or vodka.
Or sake.
Lunar or solar time?
Lunar, you can do it or according to the groot.
Lunar time, you do.
Lunar, you can also do it outside of the groot. But solar is always in the groot. Well, like last night, now it's lunar. If I wanted to drink a sake now, I'll drink it now. If I wanted to drink vodka, potato vodka, I'll drink it now. Or if I wanted to drink some wine, I can drink it tonight because it's still lunar. But when I go to the solar, I will stay with the actual growing cycles. So this is the option. What the option is giving you this, that there is no fixation in the process. That lunar does allow you to take it any time. Solar allows you to take it within its growth cycle. You understand? Then there's one more. Prayer over the wrong time will allow you to go through it without mucking up too.
You bless it?
Yeah, so Jesus says, do it too, you know?
Without being afraid and not breaking your body, you can't assume responsibility. If you're not there, if it breaks down, and you have to assume responsibility, who else is going to be there to do it but you if it falls apart in an illness or something? You will have to step in and act. So you might as well train yourself to think of an equalizing attitude than a fair attitude of feeling vulnerable and always handicapped by the presence. So this is where you're looking back now, and nutrition can reinforce you. And where you're reinforced with nutrition is your sprouts, your wheat grass. By taking it in, you start building up that nitrogen quality of your body, and you build up some more iodine in you by stewing at night. So, therefore, you have the energy now to face any condition that comes up in the future and not feel loss. And then there's going to be an internal change in your dad because you don't know why. That change is his own self when he was in contact with his dad. He might have been put in that same situation with his dad, and therefore he's only acting out what his dad pushed upon him, causing you to act out. But when you start to make the internal change, that's why he said, I only can visit this mistake of the three or four generations. You might be the fourth generation of the same principle, coming to grips with it and breaking through and facing it and now have a way to resolve it by talking it out, by evaluating it, and working to correct it. And so this is your opportunity to see what you are going and doing, and then he will make an internal change. He doesn't know it. He got why. You yourself is evaluating. He will feel it. And this is what we call really the essence of the therapy. Your own body is making a transition. Before you know it, you start greeting you a different way. He's not overpowering. Because he's sensing something is coming up. He's sensing his own self that he couldn't bring to the surface is coming up. And he's seeing it that he's puzzled. Yet he will greet it more and more because why? It's his own self refracting back to him. And before you know it, both of you will be facing each other. All the skin pimples will be going away. And I have something that you can use in your skin. It's called skin food.
Great.
You can use it on the skin, for your skin.
Oh, really?
It feeds the skin directly.
That's the part. That's the bottom line.
But once you recognize the trauma, you're in a better position to handle the relationship than to be feeling that you're in.
Yeah.
He's still alive.
Just now. A year ago.
But then you have to step and take control, right? Mm. So you see, now if you phase out the memory bank of the anguish and then the realization of having to step in to be responsible, get yourself a balloon, blow it up, take a pin and stick it into it and laugh like hell. Thank you, Daddy, for going on vacation. Don't say it there, because then you can aggravate the situation. But to say he's gone on vacation, fine. Never use the word that he died, because then you'll get sick from it. Take a balloon, buy it, 3, 4 you want, just to be satisfied that you get it, no hot air out of you. Blow it, don't feel anguish, and pop it and says, thanks, Daddy, you've gone on vacation, enjoy it. You will find how this particular phenomenon works to reestablish vitality back in your mind. So many people who call me and tell me that they are lost from their loved ones, immediately I inform them, quit saying that, otherwise you get sick. Start saying they're gone on vacation. And two things usually happen when they begin to think that way. One, the vacation, that's the person who on vacation, shows up to visit you. Not in anguish or in pain, but in joy, to let you realize beyond doubt that the attitude is right. And they walk through the room as a last minute testimony of your realization. That's it, why the greater consciousness works that way. That nobody really is an enemy or a friend. It's all one process. But it's the terminology we use that create the anguish. And once you see them come through and do like that, and go on and smile, all that hostility, frustration is healed. That's number one. Number two, your health and immunity begins to increase. You get a more resistant attitude to it. You're never afraid to infer that they're on their vacation. So anybody says, where is it? That, well, he's in an unextended or extended vacation.
Have you ever been able to help someone that's had terminal cancer and been treated, you know, extensively?
Yeah, I'm afraid this yes, and a no and a maybe. Yes, in the extent that they... time that they were supposed to phase out, they live longer than the intended time. That is an extension of time. Two, they got a better sense of values for themselves. Three, had they realized that they could have made a transition earlier, instead of waiting that long, would have been in a better position. But in all three aspects, the yes and the no and the maybe, they realize that they are fulfilled and had an opportunity to see life in a deeper perspective, a better perspective. So if they go on to the incarnation, they're not quite in anguish. And I know a lot of people like that I've worked with, where they were given up already, and a few days ago, they've lived 3-4 years long, changed their lifestyle, and when they were ready to go, they even left all the instructions how they wanted to go to their loved ones.
So do you think anybody's too chronologically old to change?
No one is chronologically old to change. You're chronologically old in your head only by calling yourself you're so many years old. In actuality, you're only so many revolutions around the sun. And that's the first thing you have to inform the person when they start asking about themselves. The three things that I teach the person when they get the limiting condition called an illness without reversal is one, they're a winner. A loser can be born. So the moment of termination is not necessary 100% valid. There may be an extension. Take advantage of the extension. Re-evaluate your own personal attitudes in the extension. Second, that's when you realize that you're a born winner. Then the next thing is, anyone who you feel that you haven't resolved in anguish, begin to wish them their highest good. Because you want your highest good in the next incarnation when you come back in. So in that period of time, you're interfacing to line up what is valid. And third, but not the last, is wherever you go and whatever you have to do, you want to go with your highest good. So that particular moment in time when you leave, it's a sign of the zodiac that will permit you to go into that time frame in a matter of 72 hours to pick up enough qualifications to work. So,
sorry, 72 hours to do
you have 72 hours before you enter a new life frame. You go out of the life frame at the present moment. Let me say you went out. This is Taurus. Today is the 17th. Okay, you have 72 hours from now to come back in, which will be the 20th. Still would be an Taurian mechanism.
What if you don't choose to come back?
We can't choose not to come back.
Okay.
We can only do two things. Work out the unfinished karma, or pick up the broken body and work through for the extension times that would transform the body into what it is, over who it is.
So your birth, our first breath day, will always be 3 days later?
Yeah.
And eventually through many life cycles you will cover all 12 aspects of the zodiac?
But then you have another extension. Most of us have to come back within the 72 hours to pick up where we leave off. The extensions are the people who you know while you're alive that have some type of a spiritual credit card with daddy.
Okay.
They act as your sponsors or vouchers for a longer extension in the ongoing time field of the 144 elements so that you can come back in a more appropriate body form with more appropriate working capabilities to finish off what you have. So that's your option.
That's where in the Catholic Church, the word sponsor and maybe some of those things.
That's right, and exactly. And so the statement, I believe in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the life eternal, goes beyond belief.
Yeah.
I accept communication with saints. That is to say, I know a possible way of communicating with the realized man who has fulfilled his obligation and doesn't have to go through the rebirth cycle. But he is fully achieved what you may call the exalted state, and his body can be here with us or taken. So when it's here, the evidence it didn't break down. I accept that as a valid process. And the next thing is, their presence is an intercession for my journey on the way, periodically. But they will not interfere with my progress, and they will not come in and use my body to talk to nobody.
All right.
Because they are not psychological telephone booths. They are valid individuals who have worked their way through to the process that they can visibly sit down there and talk to you and go away. And don't need to tell you through your head if you're mucking up. But you know if you're mucking up because you'll see pretty fast from their intercession. So, now, forgiveness of sins is really the misapplied decisions. So they make you conscious after a while by their association that you have two types of decisions. Good ones and lousy ones. And all the lousy ones will manifest as much as all the good ones will manifest. So there's nobody out there or in here to blame. But you got to go through it. You have to accept it. And last but not least, the validation that there is no end to life. You're the cosmic atom that is ongoing now. So you don't lose memory anymore, or you don't become unconscious of your memory anymore, and that's their contribution to their achievement. So when they tell you the Catholic Church believes, it's more than belief. The universal church, or the real inward God inside of man, is an ongoing communication with realized beings who have made the journey from the carbon body of charcoal to a carbon body of a diamond, that they allow light to pass through their body, and you can see it yourself, vouch for it, test it. And then they can let you cope with your own mistakes. They're not going to take it away. They may give you extension or more time to cope with it. They're not going to take it away. They're not going to live it for you. But they can give you the extension to let you learn about it. And then the last thing is the reality that all of us are. But that reality is that the memory is not turned off. So that if you have to accept a new body to live in, you wouldn't have a loss of memory when you come in. And so when Yogananda came into his body as Yogananda, he knew exactly who he was from the day one when he took his first breath. The memory was in there to validate. So we have these evidences offered to us in terms of the ongoing truth.
Satya Sai Baba said that.
Yeah, no, they're all of them.
Where would he go at the end of this? Where did he go at the end of that life? He was completely aware of the life before, the one he entered. Why would he continue on having known all that? Would that not have completed the circle? Would there be no need to continue in a life form?
In my father's house there are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would tell you. So a realized man knows he's going to be a cosmic nursemaid after he achieves his realization in one life form. And there's a whole cosmos where other beings who are in the process of breaking out of their fixations in their memory banks and have need of encouragement.
So So he may have gone on to another.
So that's another
place in the universe.
Right. So he moved either from, he was in the chemical life frame with us, working with people who are fixing the chemistry. He's gone to a life frame that is locked into the electricity. We don't have bodies. We have three speeds: a chemical speed, an electrical speed, and a magnetic speed. But how can they work if these fixations don't lock them in? So we may be locked into the chemistry and ignore our electricity and ignore our magnetism and only lock it in once in a while out of accidents or fear or frustrations or any kind of deprivation. Or so when we learn that these speeds are there in us, we begin to take it more consciously. A realized man makes the whole trip in one body. Then he realizes, hey, wait a minute. This is a very lonesome place, because I see a whole pile of people in different speeds locked in and they're not relating. So what am I supposed to do? They become volunteers in the spiritual process to awaken their spiritual brothers and sisters to their electrical nature or their magnetic nature, depending where they have to work. So a mother hires a babysitter to take care of her kid while she goes to work. She can't be there all the time, but the babysitter is supposed to do what? Watch the baby, right? And give it what it needs at each moment of it. So by the time the mother comes home, she pays the babysitter. So many of us haven't realized our true nature on this earth plane, may not leave our bodies or leave a body to be examined by those who are locked into the chemical structure. But there are many who are struggling with the electrical speed of their body, and many are struggling with the magnetic field of their body. And so those levels are there waiting for the beings who have gone to interact. Let me put this way now. Chemically, we see the atom bomb. Give Mr. Edison praise for the electricity being in a chemical body. Mr. Edison may be locked in to his electrical frame and never have a chance to use the chemical frame anymore, but he's in another electrical frame doing much more work and will be totally ignoring his magnetic frame. Now another higher being will come and says to Tom, now you know you can't stay too long in this electrical field because the next level up is the magnetic field. And they coax him finally to look at the magnetic field. Now, you may not benefit from Thomas Edison's new invention from the electrical field or going unless you pick up and make a jump in space and have to work in another dimension of time known as hyperspace. You may run into somebody who is teaching you a lot about the other fields of energy and may look a little like Mr. Edison. He said, haven't I seen you someplace? Oh, yes, I think so. That's how you don't get dreams and all these are different things. And that's how we work in different speeds. So that's why Jesus made the reference, I go to my father, in my father's house, there are many mansions. I go to prepare a place. If it were not so, if these speeds didn't exist, I would tell you. But because it's there, the preparation pattern, the volunteering, the fostering is there for us when we step into it so that we aren't locked up into any particular fixation.
So there's always a place to go.
So they call the masters in two categories, ascended and manifested. An ascended master is one who's finished here and ascends on to another time frame, another velocity to work. A manifested master is one who has gone the whole spectrum of all the other two frames of momentum and decides to manifest again to do work.
Avatar.
Avatar. So they come back primarily because you're always going to muck up.
Thomas McNursemaid.
Kind of like Nursemaid.
I like that.
Is it, as it is said, that the avatars upon initiation will take on and release from some of your karma?
First, understand what they mean before you get the wrong idea. Their association with them is a voucher for an extension of breath. So it's not stressful for you to cope with the unfinished obligations in your life. Their presence. So blessed is the person who meet living individuals who have gone to that point in respiratory enhancing. They extend. Now let me put it this way. If your dad left you an envelope before he went on his permanent vacation, and in this envelope is a credit card that you can sign and the estate will honor it. And it didn't matter how much the bill was just made, the estate will honor it. Would you say your dad let you go by not being around?
No.
And that's what an avatar really is. He's come back to give you extension and respirations for you to cope.
Respiratory cramp.
Good. That's there. So my association with Yogananda and a few of the other people at the time was the extension on the respiratory credit. Because when I fell off the building, my credit, you know, when you say income breath, you're going to be bankrupt breath. So this is what we talk about. Then it made me conscious of solar nutrition more and more. I became aware of all these things until I began to see the physics behind it. But there was a valid process going on, and it would lock into the biological clock. And all the wise men for centuries were becoming aware of these things and writing it down or saying it and leaving instruction. But today now, as we move forward in a matter of 12 and a half more years into what we call the Aquarian leap, or the flexibility, intuitive awareness of ourselves, where your intuition works and you're very flexible, you will see how physics will relate to your awareness.
Have yogis through the ages always been aware of solar nutrition, but just not spoken of it? It was just something understood?
Well, when they come into the realization of themselves, they'll tell you this. I remember one time somebody asked Yogananda, "Sir, are you a vegetarian?" He says, "No, I'm a proper Etherian." That was the word he used.
Proper Etherian.
To describe it. Vegetarians eat french fry and coke. That's it. So what he said, I'm a proper Etherian. So one who is aware of, but he never did say it's sore otherwise. But he said he's a proper Etherian. I just happened to identify it or more with the actual growth cycle. Validated because I'm the type who like to be nitty gritty.
So you're putting a valid you're validating it, you're putting a real explanation to it.
Well,
I mean, in terms of geometry.
I don't like to keep fooling myself no more. It's too expensive.
Well, it's good to be able to explain to other people that don't have that awareness or real vegetarian.
What was he eating actually,
Yogananda ate everything except the meat and the fish.
No meat, no fish.
He ate the egg. He would eat the egg, but he wouldn't eat the meat and the fish because he was a type A. He didn't eat the fish and the meat, but he would eat the egg. And
that was his balance.
That was his balance. His egg was his balance. And how he got to that process of the egg was when Mahatma Gandhi, he was president of Mahatma Gandhi when Mahatma Gandhi was sick. Mahatma Gandhi had a daughter, and the daughter was asked and told by the doctors that she needed an egg to save her life, and Gandhi wouldn't allow it. And then they told Gandhi, says, the egg is not fertilized, no rooster will get to the hen to give her the egg. It's an egg that the hen will naturally lay, and they will use that as an acid balance. So they're not taking any life pattern or destroying any interaction between two life forms, forming a third condition. They agreed. In America, we don't have the kind of
pigs that in the find in the eastern countries or the undeveloped nations where they turn the chickens loose among the roosters. Here we have a hen in a box, feeder laying mash, and she laid the egg. So there is really no sperm interacting with the hen. She's just laying off the ovum, and therefore is unfertilized. In all scientific realization and chemical balance, it is ideal to put in to stabilize the acidity of the body. So he would use the egg as an evidence to those who didn't understand why and didn't want to take it because they thought they have to be 100%. He showed them that's not valid. That would be the erroneous approach. The egg has a value at a certain time, and it's in a way it was brought to into manifestation. And he never used it other than in full moon time. Most of the time he would do this. And some people's friends told me, they put the food in front of him. And this is a joke, you know. He was there one day, and this friend was present. And all that she saw, Yogananda walked in, and they're talking, and he's blessing the food, and he's playing with his hands. And then he's giving little pinches to everybody in their plate. So she was visiting, and she said to herself, I don't know where his hands were, but I ain't gonna eat that piece of food that he put in my plate. Well, and she watched everybody, and two of the wealthiest men in the country, Mr. on the right of himself, and the other fellow was a fantastic airplane inventor, Mr. Black. These two guys just took the piece that they were given, popped it in their mouth, and sat down and looked at the group. Didn't even touch the other batch of food that they dished out. And some of them ate everything, and the little piece, when it came to her, she'd eaten all that they placed in her plate except the two pieces that Yogananda put in her plate and the other person. The other person ate their piece, and they're all looking at her, wondering if she's going to eat the little piece that Yogananda put in her plate. Finally, she gets up the nerve to pick the piece up and pop it in her mouth. And she said, "Adamo, it blew my cool. The food hit my lips and it was like an electrical charge from an electrical hot arrow. I went flying through my head in every direction like a sparking. And food never tastes so delicious in my mouth like that. And I had more pep and energy and I could hear clearer than see clearer. I don't know what and the confident what was going on in the room, everything became magnified from the little piece of food that so she said afterwards, that convinced her, it's what you see, it's what you got to experience that makes all the difference with being around these people. But he would touch the food and play with it and serve. And so she asked, though, she's a reporter, she asked, why do you do that, Master Yogananda, play the food in your hands? And he looked at her and he said, they are elements, and you are elements. They are formed by love, and you are formed by love. And you've been taught in school physics, two things equal to the same thing are themselves equal to one. And then if you hold the food with love, and you play with it, and you release it, what have you got? Love, but then you have a thing that is more dynamic than the word love. You have enhanced elements that are vitally kinetic to the mechanism for the first time. So it's called vital kinesis. And therefore they call it blessed food or integrated Eucharist. The reason why Jesus did that to his own disciples was to make them conscious that whenever they had that integrated feeling, they were exchanging the God in them with the God in the element, and the two things are acting at one for the first time. So, So if you eat food with the right attitude, fine. If you eat food out of time cycle, with the right attitude, good. If you eat food out of time cycle, with the wrong attitude, not good. But you can eat food out of time cycle and bless it with the right attitude. Or eat it at the right time, or the time when it's not considered valid, like a lunar time, that's the right time too. So you have solar time, lunar time, and wrong attitude. And right attitude. So you only have one thing that really is against you. Food out of time with the wrong attitude. Food out of time with the right attitude is not against you, but it's not something you overtax. Because that's strictly belief building and can let you down. Food on time, even if you don't bless it, is valid. Food on time and bless is even better because respect. And food at lunar is valid.
So if you're angry with your husband, you just get this argument when you sit down to eat. Should you eat?
Yes. Hi, honey. You see, there's a story that goes like this. People went to heaven and they went to hell, looking for heaven and hell. But all they found was a big dining table waiting for all of them to walk up to. And when they walk up there, they saw on one side of the table people gathering, and on the other side of the table, people gathering. Now, they were all tied around their wrist so that they couldn't bend their wrist. So they were walking like that to the table. And then they picked their seat and they sat down. And then the food was brought in and put out. Those who could reach up and hand the other one were in heaven. And those who tried to were in hell.
Flexibility. So yeah. Dream of in heaven.
So that was the dream this person had about heaven.
Be a servant. To experience heaven.
Anyway, one more thing I want to wind up with is soul nutrition for all of us here. You will see that these elements are assigned to certain areas. And in each segment of 6 hours, there is one organ that has two colors. You notice that?
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
From 3 to 9, we see which one has the two colors. Large intestine, right?
Yes.
Good. Let us look from 9 to 3 p.m., which one has the two colors? The heart.
Uh-huh.
Right? Now, from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., we see the what? Kidneys. From 9 p.m. to 3 a.m., we see the what? Those four organs will let you down. Let you down if you go out of timing. And those four organs will insulate you against all diseases if you're on time.
You're saying the lung, the heart, the kidney, and the gallbladder?
Yeah. So think of it. When you read of breaking down in surgery and everything, different diseases in your environment, look for the organ that let the person down. In the heart transplant, what let him down?
Kidney,
right?
Kidney.
And when you get an attack at night, around 12 o'clock, what lets you down? Gallbladder.
Mm-hmm.
You get one in the daytime,
it's restricted.
It's your heart. Mm-hmm. One in the morning,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
When did Lucille die? It was in the evening when?
4:30 in the afternoon.
Kidney.
She had a heart
transplant.
No, sir.
No, but she
that was
completely stable.
The complication then is kidney that are down. Now, if you realize what I just said, those
no,
same four organs will let you down when you don't eat problem on time. When you eat on time, they will be to your rescue. They are what you call your shunt, your bulletproof vest. But at the same time, they may be your
torn pants. You know, your pants, your rectum and your buttocks are short. That's ignorance. So, please, take advantage of those organs, learn them, try to stay functional with them, because that's where your health is. You don't have nobody giving you health. Creative intelligence gave you the organs, sets them up in each light zone of a temperature zone. In the spring of your body, which is in the morning, large intestine, make sure you're getting bowel movements. Don't monkey around it.
What'd you say, Ben?
These four organs, make sure you are taking care of them. Don't monkey around them, because they're like a bulletproof vest if you take care of them, or they're like a torn pants if you don't take care of them. So don't go blame nobody. The creative intelligence is set it up and it's for us to benefit from it. We only learn through hard mistakes. I learned from hard mistakes. I'm just passing on the evidence. So you can work it. Large intestine in the morning. Make sure you get bowel movements. Work if you in doubt that you're not getting bowel movements on time. To ensure that you do get it on time,
sleep like this.
Don't worry what the other joker says to you, that you don't love him anymore. For tomorrow, I gotta get a bowel movement, I'll take care of you during the day. In the meantime, honey, I'm getting rid of this dead jerk out of my tummy. So
which leg up?
Right foot up. That's fast. See, and you're on your tummy, it's an automatic hydraulic function during the night. So I am doing myself, so my ex-wife, she's being shut that through. I love you, but I gotta get rid of this junk. Large intestine is the morning. If you're not getting out of it, then do it. But then if you're not, better check colon irrigation, because it's there. And remember, don't panic. It's not something going to hurt you. It's there to help you to function and normalize your body. The heart, that's the middle of the day. Anytime you feel a stress in your chest, don't panic. Otherwise, you'll choke up and kill yourself and get a heart attack and a stroke, because the gallbladder is putting the pressure. If you get a stroke, don't blame nobody. I'm giving the information to avoid it. The gallbladder is putting the pressure on that heart. So if ever you feel you need something, and don't panic, get into a chair. Stretch back like this and start yawning. But don't do that. Yawning is a very easy technique. It is the ability to open your mouth as wide as possible till it decides to shut back. So,
sounds like chicken. Sounds like chicken reacting.
Now, you see what happens? It forced the air to rush through my nostril, therefore my seat, and automatically the pressure is let go. And there is no way you can get a stroke.
Feel it in your eyes till it comes in a liquid
form. Now, if you get a stroke, this hand is going to go like that. That's going to lock. So you don't want that to happen. So anytime you feel a pain in your chest after you eat, just relax. Don't panic. And as soon as you're breathing normal, go get 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar, 2 teaspoons of honey, and 8 ounces of distilled water and drink it. And if you fart, don't let it bug you. Let it go and just go to the bathroom. That's not good. You won't live.
How much is
2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar, 2 teaspoons of honey, and 8 ounces of distilled water. But you should keep that around. I call that the emergency medicine. In case there's nothing wrong, you always can have it there. But I travel in my car, I always got a little of it mixed up there. Because, and I use it for carbon monoxide poisoning. You can get hurt with carbon monoxide poisoning. If you don't panic, take the apple cider vinegar and wet your whole face, and before you run, you'll be yawning, and the monoxide action will not break down your mechanism. You'll survive all the rest of it. Keel over and die.
But, so, that's the same
thing. So, here's a good thing. If you're driving in a car, take a little bottle like this, put a little cotton wool in it, pour some apple cider vinegar, keep it there. And any time you're going to feel stressed out, drop it and spin it and put it back. Carbon monoxide will not.
The natural smell.
Carbon monoxide, that's when you start getting sleepy?
Yeah. And if you don't wake up, you know what I can do. From course.
The little
commission
George.
So don't panic. And
there
are most people who want to get rid of their friends, then leave them in a garage and close the door and turn the engine on. You know,
Adana, when I was playing music and I was in nightclubs,
yeah.
After I learned about solar nutrition, started trying to follow it. When I was in the smoky areas, really, it started getting to me. I would carry the apple cider vinegar, and all I would do is just open the jar and just stick my nose in it one time, and it would burn all that smoke all the way down to my lungs. It cleared up quickly.
I have to do it too because I used to smoke here too.
Ah.
I have my share. Try to be holier than you because I know holier than thou is not valid. Cleaning up your act is valid. Okay, in the afternoon you have the kidneys. Anytime you find you get a backache around that evening time, don't panic either. Because why? Your large intestine is in pressure. So what you do? You put the hand here, put the hand there, and you pump up. Up the right, down the left. Up the right, down the left.
Oh.
Yeah, you're doing a flexure, hepatic and spleen flexure reaction to take the pressure off the kidney and from the large intestine that is causing the blockage. So you might have eaten something and didn't digest it properly, so it blocked up the flexures.
That moves it out of the turds.
Right, and so if the person who had a heart transplant have done that particular movement, they'll urinate easier. But you see, the large intestine precedes the heart. The heart is transplanted, which precedes the kidney.
Mm-hmm.
So the physics is there already. It's the simplicity of the principles of how to work it. And last but not least is the gallbladder at night. If ever at night you feel you get a tension in your chest and you're buckling up, again, don't panic. You can kill yourself quicker with the panic, not knowing what to do. You just take your hands, put it over your nose, and take a deep breath. Like that.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you feel the gallbladder?
Yeah. And then you'll find you, the head starts clearing up. But you're trying to swallow back a little of your carbon dioxide in your mouth.
Inside of inhale, your exhale breath.
Exactly.
It does.
Not too long, fast.
She's done left the donut.
See, so you move it up fast. Good.
Of course, I haven't got any.
It clears up. And then you
relax. I just try and help her.
But then you'll notice that your gallbladder is related to your heart. The opposite side, the pressure was building up there. So when you do that, you actually force the heart to let go. And then you start breathing, and then you start to notice your chest start pumping. You're breathing again now. And the pain is subsiding away from the chest. And it may just be a slight tingle in this area where the gallbladder is. If you don't panic again, you will build all that a flush. And get rid of that gallstone.
Okay.
What if you don't have a gallbladder?
Well, two things will happen. A tingling sensation like an electrical wire running across your chest. And you get ticklish very fast. That's all going to happen to you.
Okay.
You can't stand being near anybody for a little while.
I...
If you don't like right, you feel very ticklish.
No.